And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. And what might be the clearest sign yet of progressive priorities gone awry, a male Irish dancer who identifies as transgender has claimed the Southern Regional Championship title for the second consecutive year, defeating nearly 100 female competitors. Advocates celebrate this as progress. Of course they do, but science tells a different story, doesn't it? Speaking of concerning developments, gender activists have reached a new low in their push for social transformation. A disturbing case has emerged involving a young adult with cerebral palsy being celebrated on social media for undergoing irreversible surgery, and it raises serious questions about consent and exploitation. When vulnerable individuals are being used as props in ideological battles, we've got to ask ourselves who's really being served by this movement. Meanwhile, Democratic strategists seem determined to double down on the very policies that cost them dearly in the recent elections. The newly reformed National Federation of Stonewall Democrats isn't just planning to advocate for LGBTQ issues. They're threatening to primary fellow Democrats who don't fully embrace their agenda. So when your strategy for winning back working-class voters involves purging moderates from your party, maybe it's time to reconsider your political compass. Just a thought, just an idea. Didn't serve you well last time. I don't think it's going to serve you well next time. But hey, if that's what you think, that's what you think. In education news, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a critical case about parental rights in schools. At issue is whether parents can opt children out of LGBT-themed materials, including books targeting children as young as 3 with explicit pride parade imagery. Hey, when school boards claim authority to override parents on matters of sexuality and gender, they're not just crossing a line, they're erasing it entirely. And up north in Canada, the consequences of gender ideology are playing out in real time. A pastor has been sentenced to house arrest for protesting a drag queen story hour, while in British Columbia, female students are avoiding school bathrooms after their high school eliminated single-sex facilities. Girls are calling their parents for rides to nearby restaurants. We've moved beyond tolerance and into territory that demands serious reconsideration. But there is good news in the fight against free speech, as Meta has finally restored several pro-life accounts after months of censorship. Among them was a Christian mother whose grievous offense was posting about adoption from a biblical perspective. And in cultural news, the National Archives is seeking help transcribing over 300 million historical documents because reading cursive has become a lost art and is apparently now a superpower. We've sacrificed a little bit too much tradition at the altar of progress. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app and get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.